Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Ahoy, 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 ah
Ahoy. A-H-O-Y.
Isn't greetings strange?
Mm, fascinating.
Hi.
You're hey. Right.
You're right. What do we say more frequently? Hey. Do I say hey?
I don't think we're
do I go, hi? Heyers. Hi, that sounds like I'm being fake.
Yeah, it sounds like you're being a bitch.
Yeah, hi.
Sounds
yeah,
a bit so maybe aggressive.
I feel like I've used that.
I feel like
times.
We're hello.
Hello. That's what we hello.
Hello.
Yeah, like if I'm getting into like into an Uber or a taxi.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, we're not really hey. That doesn't come natural.
And if we're typing, I'll usually type
hello.
Howdy.
Yeah.
That used to come quite natural to us. Howdy. Howdy.
Hello there.
But ahoy there.
A hello there is what we say on text.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Yeah, we say hello there. Mm. But maybe we should introduce ahoy. Because I quite like that. It's a bit
ahoy.
Different. And, you know, I feel like we need to switch things
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's something fresh.
People
it
don't
gives
really,
us a new vibe.
It does. People don't really use ahoy.
Mm.
It's how would you spell that then?
A-H-O-Y.
Ahoy.
Because it's like the Ahoy cookies, biscuits. Ahoy, matey. Should I Google it? The origin of ahoy.
Yeah. Please do.
Origin of ahoy.
Yeah. Well, it'll be the...
Here we go. The word stems from the Middle English cry, hoy. A greeting derived from the Dutch... Hoi, H-O-I.
Okay.
Seafarers use the word ahoy in song.
No
well
way.
Before the world's first recorded use in print.
Ahoy!
Ahoy is a signal word used to call to a ship or a boat.
Oh.
Greet each other, warn of danger, or say goodbye.
Ahoy, ahoy!
Danger, danger. Apparently,
ahoy!
Alexander Graham Bell proposed ahoy as a standard phone greeting.
Oh.
Before Thomas Edison popularized the use of hello.
Oh. Didn't
so
Thomas Edison create...
Every day's a school day, guys.
Didn't he create the light bulb?
No.
Who created the light bulb?
I don't know.
We do know. We should know.
Do we?
Yeah.
Who created Isaac Newton, gravity? Know that one.
Yeah. Let me see who created the light bulb. Are you sure it's not?
And who found milk pasteurization? That was from history.
Who,
remember?
I remember who created penicillin.
The vaccine penicillin.
Penicillin.
Who was that?
Who created the light bulb? One second.
You know, one time me and Cinzia got scolded in history because we both had the
yeah,
same
what
romance.
The fuck? It was Thomas Edison.
Was it?
Yes.
Good for you.
Thank
How
you.
How did you know that?
And who, what do we want to do? Who invented penicillin?
Penicillin. I think it was Louis someone.
Who invented?
Probably wasn't.
Penicillin. Alexander Fleming.
Fleming.
We knew
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we knew. Oh, we knew
Sir,
that.
Sir Alexander Fleming yeah. returned from a holiday to find mold going on a
yes,
petri dish.
Yes, petri dish.
Of syphilococcus bacteria.
Yeah, that takes it back to those history textbooks.
Well, that was like, you know, it's almost like my discovery of when I was making a matcha, I ran out of stevia. Mm. And I thought, oh, I'll pop a bit of maple syrup. Have I told you about this?
No.
Thought, oh, I'll pop a bit of maple syrup in it.
Right.
So I got my maple syrup out the cupboard, pull the maple syrup in, fucking blob of mold falls into my matcha coming out of the maple syrup. Who knew maple syrup grew mold like that? Had to throw the whole fucking thing
How
out.
How old was that maple syrup?
God knows.
I've not been in that flat that long. So
watch out for your maple syrups because there's fucking mold growing
in
it.
And your jams and your butters as well.
Your jams and your butters. But yeah, who knew? In my maple syrup.
Yeah. Do you keep butter? It's just like the discovery of penicillin. In the fridge?
Yes.
Yeah, so do I. Agreed.
Yes.
I used to know someone.
No, but I do.
Who kept butter in the cupboard.
That's interesting and weird. But isn't it?
Their theory was because it kept it soft.
Yeah, I get that.
I thought it was going to fucking melt.
No, but also like, is it not just going to go off and stink?
Right. They obviously went through it quick. But they always kept it in the cupboard. I thought that was so weird.
Have you seen the girl who eats butter? It's a couple girls who eat butter on TikTok these days.
I used to do that when I was little. Finger in the sugar, finger in the butter.
Yeah, that sounds nice. But would you sit and eat a stick of butter?
No.
A stick?
No.
Bite into it?
No.
Yeah. There's people out there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Have you seen the cottage cheese and mustard girl?
No.
Chicken sausage with mustard?
No.
Carrot with mustard?
No.
Takes a bite?
No. I don't know
Cucumber
anything.
Cucumber with cottage cheese and mustard?
No. So and what's her thing?
That's her dinner. So she has a chicken sausage.
Okay.
Raw carrots, raw radishes, raw Brussels sprouts.
Wow.
Raw peppers, raw asparagus. They should have a big mountain of mustard and a big mountain of cottage cheese. She dips it all in there.
Every night?
Yeah, lunch
That's something
dinner.
I could see you having, to
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by it.
Mm.
And she goes, chicken sausage with mustard. Takes a big bite. She goes, ah! And it's this big fat sausage that she shoves in her mouth.
Wow.
And then carrot with mustard.
Wow.
But I thought, repetitive. I like mustard, but I've never tried cottage cheese.
I've had cottage cheese.
I can't remember ever having cottage cheese.
Yeah, my mum used to like cottage
cheese. So did my mum. It's such a mum thing.
Yeah, it's a mum thing. But I can't say I've had it with mustard.
Well, right.
I could see that being nice.
I want to make a vegan sausage and dip it in mustard.
Mm. Richmond do the best vegan sausages. Yeah. Promise.
Yeah, get Richmond do. We don't eat the meat kind.
Yeah.
We only eat fake meat kind. Mm.
The veggie anyway. Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Anyway, welcome back, guys. Happy Wednesday.
What's going on?
Welcome back to the girls' bathroom.
Absolutely. So we've got a question of the week this week.
We're going to start with the question of the week, of course. We haven't been in the inbox in a while.
Which is good.
So we're going to just roulette this week, guys. You know, we really lean into the roulette sometimes.
Yeah.
And we're just in our roulette phase.
We are.
Because, you know, all I'm seeing is blue dots. Yeah. And there's got to be some good stuff
but
in there.
But to start with, summer is in full force. Can you believe it? Now I can't quite picture what Christmas time's going
to
be like.
We don't have to think about that.
No,
what
don't.
Is your problem?
But sometimes it just comes to me and I think, fucking hell, it's December.
Stop.
Yeah.
It's the light mornings for me.
Yeah.
That just changes my life.
Yeah.
Changes my whole life.
Same.
My whole life.
Same. Sophia, I was up early doors. Early doors today.
Early. It's fantastic.
Because of the natural light streaming in.
Mm. So, our question of the week this week. We just wanted to know, this question of the week. We just wanted to know what your vibe was this summer because, you know, we're curious. Are you hot girl summering or are you vacationing? I'd like to think I'm doing both.
Sophia is doing both.
I feel like I'm a hot girl summer who's also got a vacation
which
in there.
Which is fantastic.
Which I think is a big sleigh.
It is. It's a big sleigh. It's a major sleigh.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
So what do we think the majority is? Because, you know, we want to know, are you guys the single girls out there? Or are you in a relationship?
Yeah. I would say it's 60-40 either way. I'm not sure.
58%.
Ah! I said 60.
Is vacationing.
Oh, good for you guys. Absolutely. We're in love. We're smooching. We're cuddling. We're kissing.
42%
is hot girl. Riviera.
It's hot girl summering.
Okay, absolutely. So you're on my side of life.
Absolutely. You're on Chintzia's side of life.
Okay.
Living the good life.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm going to read some responses.
Or are you family holidaying? I mean, I'm family holidaying.
This girl said, more of a healing girl summer. Love that.
Love that for you. Absolutely.
Love that.
So am I.
Amalfi with bay. Wow.
Gorgeous. Amalfi with bay. Smooch, smooch.
People have said both because balance.
Balance.
Absolutely a bit of both. Got out of a 6-year long relationship in March.
Oh, blimey.
Now I'm having the best summer ever with all my girls. Wow.
That's why we say get the breakups in early of the year.
May. Get them done. Just, I promise. Get them done in May. Come on.
Do Christmas, whatever. Do Valentine's Day.
Do their birthday.
But you don't even have to do Valentine's Day. Get out of there early February. It is such a process to get to the point where you're like, okay, the time is nigh.
Yeah.
Because it is a long process. Hard, especially when like friendships are, you know, you're kind of in with the friends and the friendship groups are kind of blurred now. Mm. And it's like, okay, I want to get out of this, but this is getting a bit sticky, tricky.
Well, it's like when you have that feeling like of, I don't know what my life is like without this person.
Because this person
is so intertwined in my life. Right. That's when the friendship groups get crossed. It's like, fuck.
That's why it's so important to keep your separate lives.
Just in case.
Like, I don't care how much you think you're going to be with this person.
Just for the rest of
your life. You need your separate identity, your separate life apart from this guy. So, guy or girl. So if they were ever to be removed, you're fine. You've still got your life that you love and the people that love you.
They can still keep going.
Yeah. And it's not like a complete uphaul and, you know, 360. Mm.
But sometimes you can't help it if you've got mutual friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you've met through a friendship group. Sometimes that's not possible. Yeah. But if it is possible.
Yeah. But still just keep your identity in the relationship.
Listen to this. I have 2 girls' holidays and my boyfriend is not happy about it.
Oh, all right. Whatever. Boo hoo.
But then if that was 2 boys' holidays, we'd be like, that's so fucking disrespectful.
Yeah.
Where's your priorities?
But as long as we're making time to go on our couple's holiday.
Let me find
someone. Girls' holidays are important. They're important for your soul. You need to be hanging out with your girlfriends.
Oh, this girl said, I'm in my first proper relationship after being messed around by so many situationships. Aww. So you bet I'm vacationing. Oh, absolutely. That's so nice.
Look, sometimes it's nothing better than your first holiday with your new boyfriend.
Also, the first holiday is telling.
Yes.
I feel like the first holiday, like that's when you kind of know if you guys can work together or not.
And it should be bliss. It should be bliss.
A lot of the times it's not. Yeah. A lot of the times people want to break up on holiday because it's like, this is a fucking nightmare.
I'm
stuck with you. I've got no friends around. I'm stressed. I've paid to be here.
My family's not around here.
I've taken annual leave to be here.
Yeah. It's expensive.
And you're pissing me off.
And it'd be an expensive mistake.
Expensive mistake.
24 hours a day. That's why it's good. You know, go to the gym. Please fuck off to the gym for 45 minutes.
Yeah, I can have my alone time.
Give me some space.
That's why
I'm just going to sit on the balcony for an hour or so. Read my book, okay? If you could just fuck off.
Do the holiday early because then you just, you get to know very quickly whether this has got potential or not, you know?
And then if it's blissful, it's even better because you're in the honeymoon period. Yeah. You're on your first vacation.
Yeah, and you'll have a great time.
You're in love.
Absolutely. Okay, so you guys, majority are vacationing, but I've seen a lot of DMs saying we're doing both.
All day, never miss a day.
So we should have done a both option, but we forgot about that.
Oh yeah, we should have done a both option.
I know, we didn't think. Right, let me close these tabs. We've also been listening to a lot of Mamma Mia recently.
Yeah, we're in our Mamma Mia era.
Mamma Mia soundtrack. We've been playing it.
We've been enjoying it. Angry and sad when I knew
and
we
wish we were a part of the movie.
We do. Which was, imagine being an extra in that movie. That was so cool.
I know.
Just like being able to
on
say
the island.
I suppose they didn't realise how iconic of a film it was going to be when they were filming it. But like Mamma Mia is one of the most iconic films.
It is iconic.
But I suppose they did know it was going to be iconic because it was all ABBA songs.
Mm.
Waterloo!
I was defeated, you won the war.
That's in number 2, right?
We did a school dance to that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Why did we do that?
Miss Wright.
Year 4.
Don't know.
What was the play?
It was just an ABBA showcase.
Was it?
Yeah, because I feel like everyone was doing a separate ABBA song.
Were they?
It was just like
but
an
what
ABBA
what
thing.
Was the play though?
I don't know. I feel like it was just like an ABBA thing.
When
oh
we
no,
were
it
in
was
year...
a play, and all the songs were ABBA.
Yeah, but what was the play?
Was it like Robin Hood or some shit?
No, we were Robin Hood year six. Right. So what happened in our primary school was yes, there was a play every year.
Yeah.
Year six had the leading roles.
Yes.
And all the other years down had progressively less.
So it would be like one
of an
song
appearance.
Or you know
one song per year group
or like a little dance routine. To
yeah.
A song or
reception.
Like
I remember in reception I was just put on the triangle. I didn't even get on the
stage. I definitely was Villager 3 at one point.
I was at the side playing the triangle.
Wow.
I didn't even make it up
good.
There. My brother was the narrator once.
Lydia was the narrator once.
Was she? I don't remember
yeah.
that.
If you were the narrator, cool, blimey,
yeah.
you could speak.
You could speak. You had confidence.
You. Jesus Christ, were you the narrator of the whole
I
fucking
could not
play?
Have been the narrator.
Jesus Christ, no. I was, yeah, Villager 3, that's all I can remember. That was my...
I was Maid Marian.
Yeah.
Sophie Big
was,
Slay.
Yeah. Sophia was Maid Marian.
Leading
was,
lady.
What was I in that? Yeah, I was literally Villager fucking
2.
Villager 3. Fuck that. That's a load of bullshit.
And my best mate at the time was Maid Marian's
yeah.
best mate. We had a great time. Because you got to skip loads of lessons because it was like, you're needed. It was like,
yeah.
I'm needed for my rehearsals.
But like, also like...
And you had to stay and do maths.
It was kind of a bit of bullshit because, you know, it was like such a... Like, all the shit people got the shit roles.
Why are you calling yourself a shit person?
No, but it was like, what? Why?
What do you mean,
why was I Villager 3?
What do you mean the shit people?
What, am I, you know, am I exuding, you know, Villager 3?
You just
I don't have a name.
You just weren't giving star what, quality
yeah,
like
but that,
I was.
That's just a load of bullshit.
There's not need to be bitter about it. We've moved
but like,
on.
It wasn't even like Helen.
Huh?
You know, like, I wasn't even like, oh, you're playing Helen. I'm playing Villager 3. I don't
even
have a name.
Name.
You didn't even think to, you know.
To name me.
No, one of the girls, it was Girl One.
Yeah.
Girl One? What about Susan or Sarah? You
no
know,
names.
Name us at least. Mm. And it's like, oh, I'm playing Helen.
Gives
I'm
you purpose.
I'm the only Helen.
Mm.
Girl Two?
Yeah.
Felicia
I had a
three.
Name, Maid Marian.
Yeah, she had
Big
a name.
Big Slay.
Anyway.
Big Slay.
It's all right. We'll get over it one day. Baby.
Okay, right, so we're doing some roulette, guys. Let's get into the episode. Oh, before we start, the girls' bathroom group chat.
Yes.
It's live, it's launched, it's there.
If you want an extra episode every week coming out on a Monday,
that you
head
can
over,
watch.
Yeah, that you can watch visually for the whole of the hour and whatever it is,
yeah.
Head over to www.patreon.com/ The Girls Bathroom.
Absolutely. It's £3.99 a month. And yeah, you get an extra. We see you every
Slay
Monday. Over
all
there.
Day.
So it's up and running. We're having a great time over there, and we would love. Love to see you. If you fancy seeing
if
us twice a week,
it.
You can see us twice a week. So, what should we start with off? Let's do some roulette.
Yeah, just
okay, because all I'm seeing is a blue
dots.
And I'm overwhelmed. So...
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, stop.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Friend's boyfriend following swingers.
Swingers. Now, we need to... just get to nail what a swinger is. Now,
is it a married couple?
Now, listen, I remember when I first got my flat.
Right.
And
where's this story going?
Yeah, I remember when I first got my flat and I was buying pampas grass
right.
for the flat. I thought it was quite trendy. You know, it was
what
to get
flat
pampas.
Are we talking about?
My Nottingham flat.
Okay, so a couple years
it was,
ago.
Yeah, and it was like trendy to get pampas.
Right.
Wasn't it? Put
yeah.
it in vases.
Yeah,
beautiful
put
pampas.
Your hairspray on it so it doesn't mold.
Yeah, and then everyone was saying, oh, if you've got pampas, swingers used to put pampas in their front garden to let other swingers know that swingers are here.
I've got pampas in both my windows.
yeah. Let me just verify that. Yeah, because the people would message me be like, oh, well, pampas. You know, if you've got
Stop.
Pampas, then the swingers use pampas.
It's and married couples, isn't it? Like,
well, 1 second. Let me get it up. Swingers definition.
Yeah.
We're obviously uncultured in this sense. Right. Swinger. Here we go. It's just a person who engages in group sex or the swapping of sexual partners.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a twilight world of swingers and wife swapping.
Wife swapping, right. Or husband swapping.
Yeah, or husband swapping. That was just a thingy.
So you're not, but you're swingers, not in an open relationship. It's purely sexual.
Yeah, and it's with your partner. Right? Yes, pampas grass, the not so secret symbol of swingers.
Stop.
Shit.
And she got a huge pot of pampas in both my windows.
Oh, but look, pampas grass is back. Why the 70s swingers myth is all but forgotten. So it's not a thing these days.
Well, I don't mind.
Oh, look, pampas grass sales drop due to swinging connotations. That's an article from the Independent.
Oh my God.
Look. Behind pampas.
Oh, stop.
Ooh.
Yeah, because like you, it might be
pampas
like.
Pampas grass plunge in sales after being linked to swingers.
Fuck.
What the?
Sales plummeting.
What the?
Okay, so friend's boyfriend is following swingers.
Okay.
Hi, girls. So I've been listening to your podcast since the beginning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I never had any reason to write in until now.
Okay.
Buckle up. So I've been friends with this girl, Susan, for a good few years now.
Yeah.
And although we don't always see each other much now due to me just having a baby,
yeah,
we do still chat daily. Wow, daily. That's impressive.
Susie. Brilliant.
Recently, I met up with a couple of my other friends and they were telling me they'd found a way to see who someone has most recently followed on Instagram.
Okay.
The chronological order of the following.
Isn't that when you go on Safari?
I think so, yes, yeah.
That's the
genius
hack.
Tool.
So you just log into your Instagram on Safari, then you can click on someone's followers and it will be chronological.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the case a couple of years ago. I don't know.
We were looking through each other's, seeing if it was correct, which it was, and then started going through our friendship group. We got to Susan and we decided to look at Susan's boyfriend.
Okay.
But we were in disbelief at what we found. To put it into context, Susan and her partner, Brian, have been together for 8 years.
Amazing.
And they have a 1-year-old baby and a mortgage. They are also engaged.
Okay.
So they're like
these two
doing
are together,
the whole
together.
Thing. Brian has recently followed a swingers app on Instagram.
This is a separate app.
An app.
So he's followed the app account.
Yeah, okay. On Instagram.
On Instagram.
So it's not just downloaded it. He's
followed them on Instagram. Mm. That's a fast step, that.
On Instagram, alongside a few different swingers clubs around the UK and genuine swinger people's profiles.
Slay!
Me and my two other friends genuinely cannot believe this, as he just doesn't seem the type.
Yeah.
And Susan obviously was so shocked and like she's with him. What we are worried about is that Susan does not know about this and maybe he is doing things behind her back. Oh, okay. So was Susan not there then when you were looking through?
Wait, you just said Susan, they were with Susan.
Me and my two other friends genuinely cannot believe this, as he just doesn't seem the type of person to be into that, and neither does Susan.
Okay. So Susan doesn't know.
I don't actually think Susan was there.
No.
So what we are worried about is that Susan does not know about this and maybe he is doing this behind her back. Mm. Susan doesn't follow any accounts like this on her profile,
right.
Only Brian. So we are stuck at what to do.
Right.
Part of me wants to tell her, because if that was my other half, I wouldn't be happy with him following swingers clubs.
Yeah.
But the other part of me is worried in case she is also into it.
Yeah.
And doesn't want people to
don't
know.
Want to offend.
I don't want to embarrass anyone or offend. Yeah. Each to their own. I'm not here to judge because... but I just can't see them doing it, especially her.
Right.
I also obviously don't want to tell how we were looking at their recent followings, even though it's just a random bit of fun.
Yeah.
It might sound weird when that's spoken out of context.
Yeah.
I would appreciate your advice on this, as we all now feel so awkward around them and just don't know what to do.
I feel like
this is them.
Oh, hey, let me see.
He's in a kilt.
Ooh, Brian's got a kilt on.
Scottish.
Okay, gorgeous.
Here we go.
I feel like, okay, so it's either Brian is kind of doing the research for the both of them.
Right.
Following the accounts, seeing who's in the area, who's in the swingers
circle. What could this
circle.
Potentially be?
He's downloading the app.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's really getting in with the community.
He's doing the research.
For the both of them. And then kind of reporting back to Susan and going, Susan, you know,
look what I found.
I followed this swinger in the local area, you know. I also followed the swingers club. And they're kind of like doing it like that.
Mm.
Or he is doing it behind Susan's back.
But I think to follow a page...
It's public.
It's public information.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be that like, oh, this has to be top secret, blah, blah, because that you wouldn't follow.
That's why it makes me think that it's just the both of them doing research together and he's just following the accounts.
If they've been together for 8 years,
they've
got a child.
And they're obviously just trying to explore something new.
Something new.
But I understand that you're cautious of... you don't want Susan to be in the dark about this.
Mm.
So there's got to be a way that you can just like casually
mention
throw it in.
It.
Not being like, oh, Brian. Don't be like
accusatory.
Maybe just, right, so we need to find a way where we can just bring it up
gently.
To Susan. Gently. right?
Mm. Well, why don't you just say something like hypothetical?
Why don't we talk about Pampas Grass?
Yes!
This could be our in.
Here we go. Say, I'm going to get some new Pampas for the house. And then you can go, did you know?
Yeah, there we go.
The Pampas actually used to be something that swingers
put in their front gardens.
And then if Susan says, what does that mean, swingers? Right. Then you think, right, you're fucking clueless. Or she might go, yes, I did know that. Yes. Yeah.
Me and Brian have actually placed an order. We're actually going to plant a bunch at the front. Just to just
mark the boundary of our house.
You know, because we've got this new interest in swinging. And there you go.
There you go.
There's your answer. Mm,
there's your in. Start with the Pampas.
Yeah, I think so. Because then you can gauge how she reacts to the conversation about swingers.
She might just all be laugh it off. Or it might give you just a way to go a bit more down that. Because then you could say like, God, could you imagine that? What would you think you'd ever do that? Because you've both been in long-term relationships. You both got kids. You both got, she's got a one-year-old,
and
you've
got
a baby.
She's your best, one of your best friends. Like,
you talk hypothetical all the time.
Yeah. So I think then, so start with Pampas, get your way in, and then go, oh my God, Helen, would you ever swing?
Yeah.
With
Brian.
Wait, what was our other word? Brian and?
Ryan.
Ryan. With Ryan. And then go, Susan, what about you?
Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe you say your opinion first.
Yeah,
be like,
maybe say,
be open.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, hey, who knows?
Yeah, but how do we find them? Where are they?
Yeah. And Susan goes, it's actually an app you can follow around the local area. It's actually an app you can download. And Bryce was doing a lot of research. Why don't we all get involved together?
Whoa. That's it. Yeah. Honestly, easy done.
Yeah, easy.
And if she is like clueless, then you could go.
Then you know Brian is up to something of his own.
Well, then I think you hand it over to the men.
Yeah.
And you say, you need to find out from Brian. Steve, you need to go and talk to Brian and find out what's going on there.
Yes.
That's what I would do anyway.
Because he knows his following list is public.
Yeah. I don't think.
Like, surely he doesn't think that.
He's not that stupid. Surely.
But,
or is
but
he?
Men, but some men are. Mm. Some men are this stupid. They just don't. They don't realise. Waterloo. This is your
interlude.
Little break into Waterloo. Promise to love you forevermore.
Whoa. Waterloo. Finally,
I feel like
our
breakup with my mother's boss. What does that mean?
Right, roulette. Here we go. Scroll. Stop.
Okay, this sounds good. We've got, am I the third girl?
Ooh, look what the roulette
third
brings
girl.
Us.
What
hey?
Does the third girl mean? What? He's got two other girls.
Potentially.
Shit me. She said, I am needed.
Like,
your
he's got
advice.
His main girl, he's got his side chick, and there's another one.
She said,
one.
This is the craziest story.
Got a whole
story.
Tricycle.
She said, this is the craziest story.
Shit.
Please help me. Back in December, I met a man through mutual friends on a Christmas night out.
Okay.
We got on straight away and have been seeing each other ever since. Okay, so she met a guy in December,
dating
him ever since. Brian is much older than me. I'm 23 and he is 40.
Ooh.
Cool, blimey. Okay.
Wow.
Crazy age gap, I know. To start off with, there was no red flags. He seemed like the perfect person for me, despite the massive age gap.
Okay.
We got on so well. He would compliment me all the time and I'd never been treated so well. So you fell head over heels.
Wow. He whined and dined. This man's got experience.
Oh.
He's been doing this from before you were born.
He's been doing this for fucking 35 years.
He knows what to do.
Right. She says, so this was until everything changed.
Oh my God, what's changed?
I found out he had a girlfriend the whole time. This was months and months in. By this time, I'd completely fallen for Brian.
So you were literally, you've been seeing him for 7 months and you found out you've got a whole girlfriend.
But you had the love goggles on.
Yeah, you're blind.
And you were like, I still love him.
Mm.
And I don't think you got out. I took the news awfully, of course, and didn't speak to him for a week. But this was so difficult because my feelings were so strong.
Oh, shit.
You love this man. Shit. Okay, I ended up seeing Brian again.
Fucking hell. This 40-year-old's got you in a trance.
Shit.
Silver fox.
Shit. I know, silver fox. Okay, he explained everything to me.
Go on then.
His past and how this is making him scared to leave his girlfriend because of their child.
So he's a father as well.
So he's using the excuse that he's got a child.
We've had this before.
Okay, but I believed it. That means it's not the real excuse. Fast forward a few weeks ago, we were getting on so well, seeing each other all the time.
What? So you're just seeing, even though he's got a hold of the girlfriend and a child?
Right. They just
wow, you're
went
in
back
trance.
Straight back to it. Love goggles. We would speak on the phone for 5 hours a day.
Fuck, you two that's the whole day.
To be fair though, he's putting in the effort.
He's got time on his
hands. Yeah, like he...
Has this man got a job?
Right. Well, they met at a work party. Obviously, he's got a job.
Of course. How's he got 5 hours to spare?
In it, with the child as well. So this seemed really, really good.
Of course.
I never thought I'd be the other girl, and I really hate myself for letting myself get into this situation.
These things happen.
Yeah. It's had a massive toll on me and really made me lose all my self-respect.
Oh, don't babe. Say that.
Things were great until 2 weeks ago. Oh, when he told me 2 days before that he was going on holiday with his family.
Right. What? His girlfriend?
And that he was going away with his girlfriend and the child 2 days before. So obviously this was a holiday that was planned, but obviously he was too scared
didn't
to tell
you. Didn't have mentioned it.
His excuse, this man and these excuses. His excuse was that he needed to find the right time to tell me and he would still speak to me. What, while you're on holiday?
All for 5 hours? Room. With your child in the pool? How are you going to manage that?
I was obviously upset. Well, yeah, because it's like, you're going on holiday with her, probably sleeping with her. Mm. Like, you need to sort this out. This is not acceptable. In hindsight, you should have left as soon as, but I understand your love goggles were on. Mm. I was obviously upset.
Well, because the thing is, you kind of been able to pretend that this woman doesn't really exist and this child doesn't really
exist.
Because
she's putting so much energy into you and it's like she's not there.
You kind of forget.
Yeah.
But then when you get hit with, I'm going on a holiday with my family, it's like, fuck, they do exist. And you're going to spend a week with them.
Fucking 10 nights.
10 nights. Yeah. Playing mum and dad.
In a lovely villa. So I was obviously upset that he had given me 2 days to deal with this.
Yeah.
And that night I went to a barbecue with mutual friends we had. He didn't go. Okay.
So you've got mutual friends as well. Do they know you're in a relationship?
I think it's a work community.
Right.
When I was at the barbecue, I explained to our friends that I was upset because he wasn't going to be able to speak to me all week. Oh, okay. So friends
know. So people know.
I think
okay.
The people at work know. And then when he gets home, he's off to Wales for 4 days for work. So you're not going to see him for a while.
So it's not a secret relationship then. This is public.
Oh my God, listen to this. Shit. Okay. So she's upset because then he's going off to Wales.
What, has another girl said something else? Oh my fucking
God.
That's
when all his friends all joked to each other and said, well, you know who lives in Wales?
Who?
Who fucking lives in Wales then, fuck? I immediately got my back up and asked what they were on about.
Shit.
They revealed that he had a girl who lived in Wales that he used to see. They said this started a few years ago, and this was all whilst he had this girlfriend still.
And who another is girl, this man?
And another girl he was having an affair with. This guy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, so they're like, well, look.
You know who lives in Wales?
He's got
could you imagine hearing that?
Welsh...
You fucking what? What did you just say?
Fucking...
Wales who? What?
Welsh who?
Shit.
I immediately got upset. And although I was clearly stupid for believing he wouldn't do this to me, in that moment, I knew he would. So it was kind of that realization. You're like, I'm being fucked over and absolutely played right in front of my eyes. And I feel stupid. I texted him the next day mentioning that I had what I had heard, and straight away he got his back up and said that it was from a year ago and in the past. And he put, it's in the past, like you and your fuck boys. Excuse you.
Wow.
Shut your mouth.
This is reminding me of a book that I just fucking read on holiday.
But it's like, how old? old are you 40. Making comments like that at me when you're the one having an affair? I'm dedicated to you.
I'm a single girl. You're the one that's got a girlfriend and a child.
Yeah. So I will actually go find someone my own fucking age. Whoa.
Fucking hell. She's screaming at me, guys. She's screaming at me. Help me.
No, but it's like, I'll go find someone my own age who's not wrinkling and greying and got
saggy
kids.
Balls.
And a girlfriend and other affairs going on all across the country, all across the globe.
I'm sorry, he must be a sexy 40-year-old.
He must
because he's getting these girls left, right and centre.
Well, it's like if I'm off to Ireland for the weekend, oh, you know, who lives in Ireland? Oh,
Siobhan.
For God's sake.
Oh, fucking hell.
Fucking Orla lives in Ireland.
Yeah. Shit.
Shit. Right. So now he's kind of clapping back, well, yeah, what's that you and your foot boys? Fuck off.
Whoa. First of all, I'm 23.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I should be doing.
Exactly. Do you know what? Actually, fuck you. I'm about to hit the streets.
I'm about to live up my hot girl summer.
Right. Since then, he's been funny with me. Whilst he was away, he hardly spoke to me. How old are you?
Grow up. So mature.
Grow up. If he messaged me, he'll be blunt and not asking.
Don't bother. Don't want to hear from you.
Do you know what? Good riddance. Actually, fuck off. He messaged it, be blunt, not asking how I was, you know, not once. He was meant to see me this morning before he went to Wales. I'm sorry, this message just came in. So he was actually meant to see her
this morning
before he went to Wales.
Oh, I'm stressed.
And he hasn't. He called me, but things aren't the same.
No.
He said he will leave his girlfriend next year.
What? It's July.
It's July, babe.
But also, why next year? What's happening next year?
Well, he said when his daughter starts secondary school.
Right.
So, but it's excuse after excuse. It's like, you know, we'll get to next year and we'll say, oh, I'm actually going to wait till she's 18. You know,
because she's just started a new environment. Yeah, she's just started at school. It's not a time.
She said, but am I stupid to believe that?
Yes.
Yes. And I suppose my question is, do you think he's going to see this girl in Wales? Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Because the thing is, we don't know what this guy's capable of.
No.
He's shown that he's capable of a
things.
Lot. Am I stupid to believe that this stopped a year ago? What, with the Wales girl? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he ever going to leave his girlfriend?
No.
No. Am I his third girl?
Yes.
Help. You need to get out of that.
I don't know what spell this man has got you under.
But you need to get out of there. He's a freak.
He's a freak.
He's a freak.
He's a weirdo.
He's a weirdo. He's got a child. He's got two potential other girlfriends. He's got multiple other affairs that we're unaware about.
And also, like,
and he's a child.
Everyone at work knows that this guy isn't faithful to anyone. Like, it's not like it's some sort of secret affair. Like, everyone knows, oh, well, you know, who's
that's
in
what
Wales.
He's like.
Everyone knows he's talking to you and he's got this kid. Like,
right.
It's not like some...
No.
This is just what this guy does. Yeah.
This is
and
what
you
he
don't
does.
Want to, you're too young to be dealing with this old man's bullshit.
This old wrinkly man's sagging wrinkly ball.
For what?
Horrible, disgusting.
Sagging jowls.
sagging earlobes.
Yeah.
You know, just sagging neck.
Yeah, nose hair.
Nose hair, just, you know.
Smelly old man breath.
You know, coffee smelly man breath.
You just don't need
the receding hairline.
I think, look. It was part of your plot.
Yeah.
It was part of the story. You've experienced it.
And
you've
had
some in with an older guy. It's like, oh, you can
look
back.
You fell madly in love. And I don't deny that.
I think you will look back and think, God, that was a crazy time.
Yeah.
But I think it needs to just draw a line under it now.
It needs to be nipped in the bud.
It's taking the piss now. Like, let's just leave it there. He's probably not going to leave his girlfriend. They've got a child together. I was picturing like a baby. She's like,
she's a walking, talking adult.
She's got an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, there's
and
no back.
I just think he's telling you what he knows you want to hear.
Of course. And why would he not?
And he's got a lot of experience. He knows what to say.
Mm.
He knows how to manipulate these situations. He's clearly a professional fucking affair haver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does this a lot.
And he's done this a lot. And I just would not trust a word that comes out of his mouth, no matter how sincere and genuine he
and
seems.
Sorry.
He is full of shit. Isn't he? He's full of shit. And now he's got the audacity to act like a child at the ripe age of 40 years old and be talking blunt to you and making comments about fuckboys to you.
What?
Do you
Excuse
know what?
Me?
Actually, fuck off because you may as well be 19. You may as well be 19 because you're acting like one.
You don't need to be dealing with that.
You don't need to be. You need to get out there, have fun.
Hot girl summer.
With guys in their 20s. Mm-hmm. You know, look, we love an older guy. We do.
But not on one like this.
Not a one like this who's having affairs like this.
Left, no. Right, and centre.
No.
Get out of there. You've had an experience.
Take the love goggles off.
It's a good
off.
Story to tell. You'll laugh at it one day. You will. But like, let's just draw the line here.
You need
here.
To see him for who he truly is.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's feelings and emotions involved, but look at the facts.
Yeah.
The facts are he's got a girlfriend. He's got other potential affairs. Mm.
Imagine if your friend like, was telling this to
and
you
and he's
instead.
Treating you like shit right now.
Yeah.
Look
what
at
are you
the
here
facts.
For? What am I here for?
How are you benefiting my life? You're not.
You're just giving me stress.
Yeah, I'm no one's girlfriend.
And you're not aging even, me.
Right, you're not my boyfriend.
You don't want to go to the clubs with
me
because you're
old. We walk around
the
streets. People think you're my dad.
Dad, it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing for me. Mm. Don't want that anymore.
No. I need to find a nice 27-year-old. Yes. That's what you need.
Yeah, a nice 26-year-old mature yeah. guy.
Cut him off. Baby. My God, this email's just come in.
Yeah.
I met someone in Ibiza and I regret not cheating. What the?
Go on then.
What on earth is Go in what then. Is in the water today?
It's this summer air.
It's this summer love, isn't it? It's making people crazy.
Yeah.
I have such an unhinged dilemma and I'm fully aware of how crazy I sound. But I recently got back from a girls trip to Ibiza and I can't get this guy out of my head.
Here we go.
I met him
Break up with
once.
Your boyfriend. Let's do it.
I met him once. And we chatted a bit. He was very into me and I was incredibly attracted to him and found him super funny. But I have a boyfriend, so I kept a clear boundary. Right. Now that I'm home,
he
though.
He cast a spell.
I cannot stop thinking about him. And I really regret not following him on Instagram or something. Shit. But then I feel so guilty for even having these thoughts. Shit. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 2 years and he is the sweetest golden retriever boyfriend you could ever imagine. Okay. But something about this man in Ibiza has really done something to me. Shit. The thing is, I don't even know his name, how old he is, his city, and I have a video of him on my phone, but that is all.
Wait, so we don't know his name?
So even if I did want to leave my relationship Shit. For a random man, I wouldn't even know how to find him.
Shit.
I've scoured Instagram and I cannot find a thing. Shit. I almost want to find him and for him to have a cringy feed so I can get the ick
yeah.
and get over this. I yeah. know it sounds crazy, but I love a chat when I've had a few. So I've spoken to so many guys on nights out while making it clear I have a man. I've never crossed the line and never got attached before.
Shit.
So it makes me think, what if he's the one? Oh, Shit. God, you're going down a whole rabbit hole.
Shit. Well, yeah, because it's like, why am I
thinking
so much about
this guy? I can't even believe how nuts this has sent me. Yeah. And I can't even like believe what I'm even writing right now. It's been over a week and I am still thinking about Shit. Him. And you know what they say? Don't let your boyfriend stop you from finding your husband.
Girl, you've just answered your own question.
This is the guy.
Wait, this is... Let me see him up close. Cool, blimey, he's got a chest full of tats. The tattoos go right down
from his neck to his belly button.
From his neck to his belly button.
Past his belly button.
Well, why don't we put out a detailed description of this
man? We could put this man on our stories. Has anyone seen this man?
The thing is,
that's you and your boyfriend.
Listen, if you're serious about finding Tattoo Man, we can put out a...
We could probably find it. I think he's got some Versace shorts on.
Okay.
Classic Ocean Beach attire.
Give us a nice description of the man, Soph.
He has got dark hair, yeah. almost a bit of a bowl cut, honestly, yeah. because
bowl.
I think it's just not been styled.
Again.
Bowl.
Let me see that again. Oh, it's been pushed back.
Pushed back.
It's like a long.
I think he's got his hair wet and it's not been styled.
It's a bob to the chin that is pushed back.
Mm. He's got tattoos, yeah, from the neck down both arms, past the belly button, but it stops before we get to the crotch. And there's a new tattoo appearing. I don't know where that starts. There's a new tattoo appearing on the shin going up underneath the shawl.
Whoa,
I don't know where that stops.
I wonder how far that goes.
And it looks like your boyfriend's got no tattoos right. from what I can see.
What are tattoos
This
off?
Guy's got nice watch on by the looks of it.
Yeah. What colour shorts?
Red.
Red shorts.
He's got a tattoo on his face, I believe, as well, above his eyebrow.
Okay.
White teeth by the looks of it.
Nice.
He looks friendly.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay. You don't want to be with your boyfriend anymore. Is that what this is? You know, or is it just a blip? Or is this a sign? Is this a sign or is it a blip?
I think sometimes it's hard as women because we have fantastic imaginations.
Yes, we do.
And we can, like, I know you've been sat thinking about this guy, and because you don't really
know, his tattoos go onto his, you know, penis?
Because I hope not. Because you don't know him. Because
up
you don't.
The legs snailing round to the buttocks.
Into the bum.
A snake into the ass.
Because you.
Snailing round.
Because you don't know this guy, you can imagine him to be anything you want. You can imagine him to be this perfect boyfriend who would do this and would do that and would be like this and has this job. And like, you can literally create him to be whatever you want in your head because you have no idea who he is. Mm. Like, it's almost like the people who you're in, like, these little situationships with, you never really get to know them well enough to actually see the bad sides and to actually see the reasons why you don't want to be with them.
Do you know what they say about crushes? Crushes are just a lack of information.
Bingo.
That's what this
that's
is
the
right
best
now.
Thing you've ever said.
Yeah. That wasn't from me.
It.
That's
it's so true.
It's a lack of information.
It's so
you
true.
You know nothing about this guy, so you're...
So you can create them to be anything. You can think that they're like this, and you can think the best of them, and you've not...
And you're probably like imagining him to be all the qualities that your boyfriend currently lacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
The things that you're missing about your boyfriend, things that your boyfriend feel like hasn't got.
Yes.
This boy probably definitely has in your imagination.
You know, there's no saying that this tattoo man isn't great. You know, like, he might well be great, and actually you could go on to actually have something with this guy.
He could also be a prick.
Yes, but we need to just see what are these thoughts and feelings telling us about our current relationship. And when you're fantasizing about tattoo man, ask yourself, is it, you know, I want him to be the things that my boyfriend lacks, or is he almost similar to your boyfriend, or is he just, does he just look different, or you know, what's missing?
Is it just that maybe you've been with your boyfriend for a while? It's very safe. It's very steady. You said he's a golden retriever. He loves you so much. You kind of know, like, you're never going to break up with
me. You know
what
your future's going to look like with
this
guy.
You know it. You can picture it.
Yeah.
And if that is something which is worrying you, scaring
unexciting.
You, depressing you, not exciting you, then yeah, I can see why you would think, oh my God, I need to jump ship, find something new, mix life up a little bit, have a bit of danger, you know, make a bad choice here and there. Like, if you've always kind of played it safe, I can see how you could talk yourself down this little rabbit hole. But I don't think this tattoo Ibiza man is Prince Charming.
No, but he is a sign of what you need to do.
Maybe it's telling you that your relationship isn't right.
Yes, because I don't think you should be fantasizing like this. You know, have a little chat. Oh, he was cute. Yeah. I've got a boyfriend.
He was nice.
Yeah,
but then when you got home to your boyfriend,
it should have been a distant memory.
I missed you so much.
Yeah, it should have been a distant memory.
Yeah.
So I think that's telling me that you want to be single right now.
Yeah.
And you want to explore different kinds of people. You need to date. You need to test. You know,
you
need to experience different people before you're settling down like this. And you've probably hit that 2-year itch mark. 2-year itch mark. And you're like,
where are we going now?
You know, it was great for the first year. Maybe you've had some doubts for the past year or 6 months or so.
And
then
holiday.
You met this guy and you were like, fuck. This is exciting. This is different. This is new. He's not like my golden retriever.
It's a different
boyfriend.
Energy.
It's different. It's just different. And I want to explore
that. He's looking
at
me differently.
So you owe it to yourself to explore the things you want to explore.
Mm.
That's it. Be selfish.
Yeah.
Be selfish. Do what you want to do. You look, it doesn't sound like you want to be with your golden retriever boyfriend anymore.
Mm.
You want to explore. Go explore.
Because if your boyfriend got home from a lad's holiday and was fantasizing for a whole week,
you'd say, fuck off
about this girl.
Yeah.
You'd want him gone, wouldn't you?
And I think you owe
it
to
yourself. Don't overcomplicate it.
No, you owe it to yourself to experience.
At the end of the day, your subject line was, I met someone in Ibiza and I regret not cheating. Yeah. So there you go.
There you go.
You've answered your own question.
I think it's always that hard realization when you realize that you don't want to be with your long-term boyfriend anymore.
It's confusing. You're confused.
And it's a long decision. It's a hard decision to make, especially when they're so in love with you.
Because it's maybe something that you never thought
would happen.
Yeah. They're not, they've not changed. Yeah. They're still bringing that same energy. But so you're like, why aren't I feeling the same? It's a confusing
and
time.
You're probably thinking back to like that first year and how you were feeling then. You're like, why don't I feel like that anymore? Mm. You probably were like, I was so in love and I thought this guy was my forever. Yeah. And now you're like fantasizing about Ibiza Tattoo Man.
But you're thinking, oh, I can never break up. I feel so guilty. Yeah. I feel so guilty.
But then it's like, no, we're being selfish.
Yeah, it's you a slow realization. If
you know, you've got to break some hearts in life.
Yeah. It's part of it.
What's the Justin Bieber song? I'm a heartbreaker. What's the heartbreaker song?
Don't tell me you're a heartbreaker because my heart is breaking.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
Wait, I think journals.
Did you get the?
No one's gonna be alone. Remember when
you're
Justin
not
Bieber
me
went
with the tune?
I can't remember the lyric. Remember
don't
when Justin
tell
Bieber?
Me you're I'm a heart
no, you're my heartbreaker.
Don't tell me you're my heart
because my heart is breaking. Because remember when Justin
Why
Bieber,
can't I sing the rest
remember
of
when Justin Bieber went through that Journals album?
Yeah, I love that.
Every Monday or every Friday, it was a brand new song. And we were on a Berlin school trip when a new one came out. And we were like, oh my fucking God, here we go. And it was all best this, album. Like, it was that purple, you know, it was all
the purple
that
and
like
white imagery.
It was so good. Yeah. And Heartbreaker's in that.
You know, sometimes you just got to be a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
I'm only gonna break your heart. There you go, it's light hearted. I'm only gonna break your heart.
Whoa.
He'll get
Everyone
over
has
it.
To do it. It's a rite of passage.
It is. You've got to break some hearts. You've got to get your heart broken. You've got to break some hearts.
And you never know. You might be out on a Saturday night and you might see those red shorts and tattoos and think, I don't know, I fucking know you.
Do you know what? I hope you run into him again. Do so be more digging, find
yeah,
him.
Keep going.
And if you're really desperate, email us again. We'll put out his image.
And yeah,
we'll
go, and we can find
honestly,
him.
Honestly, within 2 seconds, Susan will say, that's Henry from
I know
Brighton.
Him. I went to school with him.
Yeah.
And bingo.
And actually, he's got a girlfriend. Mm. You know, we don't know.
Never know.
Okay, we've got boyfriend hanging out with my friends without me. My friends.
Ooh.
Okay, so you obviously feel some type of way. So it's not like a...
So you're not happy about it.
You're not happy about it. You're not happy about it. Yeah,
right.
Some might be happy about that.
Yes.
Yes, if it's like, it's friendly.
It's like, oh, that's nice. They're getting along.
Getting
Great.
Along and they can have fun.
Some girls would kill for that.
Potentially, maybe I'm away. Maybe yeah. I'm away. And it's like, yeah, hang
I
out,
like
guys.
I like that you two have got a relationship.
Okay, but maybe you're being left out.
Right.
Like, I'm sat at
on
home.
On purpose.
And you guys
got,
are out.
I've got no plans.
Yeah.
So and you're out,
fuck, you guys,
having Aperols okay. without me.
Okay, so she says she's from Oz, Australia. So I'm writing
good day.
Into here.
Ahoy.
Ahoy there. Ahoy from down under. No, I suppose you're down under. Mm. I'm writing to hear your opinions on a situation that happened this afternoon with my boyfriend.
This is live.
Brian. For some context, I'm 23, Brian is 25.
Nice.
We've been dating for 1.5 years.
Nice.
When I met Brian, he had recently had his best mates / roommates at the time kick him out of their place due to a few reasons, but mainly because of a dog he had recently rescued. Okay, so he got kicked out of his house with his flatmates
because
he rescued a dog. Come on, guys.
Mm. Come on.
I've saved a dog.
Mm. I'm doing a good thing
here. And
now
you're throwing me out in the streets. Mm.
You're putting the dog back on the streets as well, more importantly. That's
right,
just rescued.
More stress for the dog.
Mm. Come on. Have a heart.
Have a heart. Anyway, because Brian had lost his main friendship group.
Right.
Okay, so they're not his friends anymore. I always set out to make him feel included in my group.
Got it.
Got you. I feel like this is normal, but I really made sure that he was invited to most group things and that he was included in group chats from the very beginning of his
group
dating.
Chats.
So he's in the chats. But I get that. Like, he's gone through something with his own group of friends.
He's
no
feeling
longer...
a bit lost.
Yeah. And you're like,
and you're thinking, come on in.
Of course. It makes sense. You're thinking, come on. Look, we can add Brian to the group chat, can't we, guys?
Yeah.
Naturally, he's now being automatically included in events, gatherings.
Of course, because he's in the chat.
You know, everything, which I've never had any issue with. However, tonight.
On Love Island.
Tonight on fucking Love Island, he just went to an activity and a dinner with 6 of my good friends without me.
Were you invited?
I think important to note, we did mention it briefly at the start of the week, but he never gave me any set details, time, location, etc. So he just like did not follow
Didn't
through
fill
for you
in.
To come.
Not like, oh, well, I'm seeing you on Friday with your mates, aren't I?
Yeah.
There was no mention of it.
You know, at, you know, at Sally's at 8 o'clock. We're going to have some cocktails.
Should I pick you up? We should go to Sally's together, yeah. Right?
Like, well, obviously I'll meet you here before we go to Sally's.
Are you
going to
stay at mine after?
Yeah.
What?
So he kind of briefly mentioned it, kept it hush hush and went without you.
And then
you.
Went.
Cool.
But also why? You know.
Well, she said, you know, it was just a brief conversation because at that stage, nothing was obviously set in stone. Mm. But at the time I said I had work until 7 that night. They were planning, so I wouldn't be able to attend until afterwards. But you still said you would come.
Right.
Because of this, when my friends followed up on it, he told them I just couldn't come. Instead of including me in the planning process. Oh, so he spoke for you and said, Sally
she can't come.
Susan can't come.
Mm.
This
so were you not in this group chat? I'm confused. Because were
I'm
you
confused.
Not? Was a separate conversation?
I'm assuming, yeah, because you
you all clearly weren't across it.
You're not across the convos. This meant I didn't know I was taking. I didn't know it was taking place at all.
Right.
And didn't give me the chance to even arrive. You know, at a later time.
Yeah.
You know, because I could have made it. I could have made dinner.
I could have got there at 7:45.
I also only found out he was going by chance because I randomly remembered before finishing work tonight and asked did they ever sort out a time for bowling, to which he replied, yeah, we're going now. I'm picking up Ryan on the way. I'm on the way. Oh, so we just didn't even
fill you in.
Fill you in. This is more of a rant than anything. This one-off event is not a sackable offence, in my opinion. Mm. Our relationship has always been relatively smooth sailing and I feel I can justify it as miscommunication.
Yeah.
I just can't shake the thought of it being really odd behaviour, especially from my friends, as well not to ask if I was going or add me in the group chat. It was a separate chat.
Separate chat for the event.
So he just ripped you off for this bowling night.
Well, he spoke for you and said, no, she can't come.
One of the friends who went also just went on a family holiday with me as well. So you're close with these friends.
Oh, these are close.
What are your thoughts? I feel silly now that it's written out. Quite honestly, I probably wouldn't have gone anyway due to timing, but it's just the principle.
The principle. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can necessarily blame your mates because I do think if Brian has said, oh, Sarah can't come,
They're thinking,
Sarah can't come. I don't think they, like, if someone said to me, oh, Chintzy can't make it, I wouldn't be thinking,
Chintzy,
oh,
can you come?
Well, maybe she can, maybe she can. Yeah. I'm thinking, all right, well, they obviously have spoken and she can't make it, so she can't make it.
I feel like you're feeling a bit weird because you feel like Brian...
You've been left out. It's replacing you.
Is replacing you, but it's also kind of like doing it purposefully.
Mm.
Like, I feel like that's why you're feeling weird. Because, you know, you said you probably wouldn't be able to make it, but you feel like he's doing it... purposefully.
Yeah.
It's almost like when do you finish? We can come pick you up. Mm. Or we can push it back an hour so you can come. Like, why would they not want you there?
Why would your boyfriend especially, these are your mates.
You're right. I know. That's why it's weird though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he's
going without his glue. It's weird.
I'm the glue.
Yeah.
I added you to the chats.
Don't forget where you came from.
I gave you these people's numbers.
You had no friends.
Right.
And I gave you this.
You had no
Don't forget
friends.
That.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, because you're overthinking it now and thinking that he's kind of doing it like
around,
you know,
you.
Trying to be clever and be like, well, you know what, I want a night with my new mates without you, Helen.
And it's like, whoa, these are my mates.
These are my friends.
Yeah, I can see how it would make you feel weird and maybe make you think like, oh, I should never have fucking introduced you lot.
But
you're
also,
maybe thinking, oh, what
also
have I done
now? It might
now?
Make you stressed because like, these are my friends where I should be getting away from you. Look, I know I invited you into the group, whatever, but I do need my own life. And it feels like you're taking my whole life. If it's like I'm stood at the glass watching you all bowling and you're with my friends. I'm banging on the glass.
Let me in.
Let me in.
And no one can hear me.
And no one can hear me because no one fucking invited me. Like, and that is a horrible
maybe
feeling.
Maybe it's also a bit of a hit to your ego to see that actually... The glue's not needed.
And also,
he's there and they're having a nice
they're
time.
They're getting along just as well as if I was there and if I wasn't there.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's a certain type of like, you know, Like, you feel like, oh, well, yeah, he's my boyfriend. I'm bringing him in. Like, he only hangs out with him when I'm there. Like, you know, he needs me to be there to facilitate. I'm doing him a favor.
Yeah.
And then actually, because he's got a lot of confidence and he's thought, oh, I actually he's got like a lot these of confidence. People to get along. And you've kind of been cut out. You're feeling a bit like, ah.
Yeah.
That was brave.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing. Well, yeah, it's weird the way it's gone about it. Like, it's a nice thing, you know, that your boyfriend feels like he can hang out with your friends without you there. That's a positive thing. But it's the way that it's happened. It's not like he said.
Like you said, it's the principle.
It's not like you said, you know, I can't go, but you should definitely go, right? You get along really well with them. Right. I think you should go. You know, I've spoken to Sarah. Steve's going to be coming. He's new to the group as well. Mm. You can get along with him. It's not like you even facilitated. You had no part.
They arranged it all on their own.
On their own. It's like your child's flown the nest and you've not been ready for it.
Did they create a whole separate group chat just for the bowling?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's great. A lot of chats, that.
Like, that's a lot. That feels like a lot. That feels like a new chat every week for every weekend.
Yeah, for every occasion.
Excluding the people who aren't coming.
Well, we don't want to waste people's time.
Yeah.
Notifications who aren't going to be there.
Of course. There's a lot of group chats.
Yeah. So what would you do about that?
Like you said, it's the principle. Maybe, look, you could either sit back, see if something like this happens again.
Yeah, you could just sit quiet.
Like you said, it could have just been lack of miscommunication. Miscommunication. Yeah. And it's like, look, it was a one-off. Look, I'm hanging out with everyone this weekend. It's fine.
Yeah, it's whatever.
You know, and I'm across that. I'm in the group chat, so I know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, I made the booking. Yeah. I know what's going
on. I'm hosting the pre-drinks.
I'm the one telling people what time to be there, right? Or, you know, but if this happens again, then you might be like, hang on a sec.
Whoa, this is the second time.
You're
getting too big for your boots.
And this is making me feel uncomfortable for a second time around. Mm. What's going on? These are my friends. And then I feel like you could be like,
But maybe you need to get to the crux of why is it making you feel uncomfortable? What is it that you don't like?
It's because she feels like she's being left out. You feel like you're being left out from your friends. You feel like he's taking your friends. That's what it is.
Right.
It's like, but why was I not even invited? You know, why did no one even check in with me first, second, third, fourth times? Like, Susan, can you please come? Susan, can you come? Can you not make it?
But she said, no, I can't.
Yeah, but she only said that to Brian.
But then Brian said it to
the group. I know. Mm. But I just think it makes you feel a bit left out because they're your friends and usually you hang out with them all together. I get it.
It's just pulled at a little string
it
for
has,
you.
It has, and it's
you
triggered
thought,
you,
oh,
and
I
get it.
That.
Yeah.
I get it completely. I'm not saying I don't. I'm just like trying to get to
the crux.
Yeah. Why? Because some girls, you know, if they've had relationships before where their friends hate their boyfriends, they would kill to be in this position. Mm. So that's why I'm like, what is it that makes you uncomfortable?
It is a shame that he doesn't have his own group of friends where he can escape to as well, because maybe you're feeling overwhelmed. Like, I've invited him in. That's
he's
fine.
He's so in my life
but
now.
But now he's so in
And
him.
Now if I'm ever not sure about you, this is going to be a problem for me now because you're in my fucking friendship
group. And if I
group.
Ever want to break up with you, God forbid, in a couple of years' time.
Yeah.
And you're telling me they're just as good of mates with you as I am with them.
Yes.
Now we're in a sticky situation.
Yeah.
Because now it's going to be weekends where you're going to a party. Well, I don't want to go.
Yeah. Because now, like, if we break up, it's not like, ah, oh, off he goes.
Yeah.
Bye.
See it's you like, my friends at the weekend.
Yeah.
No.
It's like now my friends are going to be thinking, oh, who do we side with?
Because we've been like, friends with them for 4 years.
Fuck.
You know, say you're to get a bit.
Because I think the problem is it's making you feel uncomfortable because your friends are now, I mean, it's only been one time. I wouldn't overthink it. But if this progresses, you're thinking probably in your own head, like, well, now my mates, they don't only know him just through me. They don't just see him as my boyfriend.
Shit.
They see him as just a friend. Take me out of the equation.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's scary.
And that's scary for you because you'll think, this is my safe place.
These are my family
friends.
People
who I confide in.
Yeah.
People who I go on family holidays with.
Yeah.
And now if you're telling me you're buddy without me.
Planning.
It's almost making you feel a bit insecure because you're like, oh, hang on a sec.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, it's not
there yet. It's been one time, but I can see how your mind is taking you down that
it's
road.
It's like when you'd be younger and then, you know, you'd have your best friend and then Helen will go, well, Sophia's my best friend. I go, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, she's mine. What the fuck
she's
are you talking
my best
about?
Friend.
That, Maid Marian.
Yeah.
I'm friends with her.
What are you on about? So I feel like you're getting triggered.
Girl too, she's mine.
Right. So you're getting triggered in that same kind of way. Mm. It's like, hang on a second, these are my mates.
Yeah, don't forget that.
Don't forget that.
Mm.
You know, back off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would see if it happens another time.
And then
I would say, but then you've got to say something. Speak to him about it. Or does she speak to her friends?
But the hard thing is, it's very hard to backpedal. Like, you've introduced him to the group.
I wouldn't be backpedaling. I'd more he's just in the say, group chat. Like, let me know next time you're going bowling. Mm. I want to fuck it. I want to come. I would have made it, you know. But
he's going to say, you said you couldn't make it. You're at work.
And then I'll say, I know, but it felt like you didn't even try to have me there or want me there.
You were happy just to cut me out.
You were happy just for me to not attend. And that hurt me because these are my friends and my boyfriend. I want to hang out and I would have made it. But no one told me the plan. That's unusual.
It doesn't happen usually.
Usually I'm
here.
The admin of these group chats.
Right.
So and now I'm not even being added to the group chats. Something's not right.
And you are.
And you are.
You don't even know these
6 people.
Months. What's her mum called?
Right.
Tell me. Has she got a brother?
How many sisters
you don't even
has she
know.
Yeah.
When's her birthday?
Yeah.
See? You don't know that girl.
Exactly.
Why are you going bowling without me?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say.
I would not say anything. I would let it slide for now.
See if this. If
could
it
just be
again,
a miscommunication.
If it happened, you know, if in a
but
month.
Could you not talk to your mate? What the fuck? I'm feeling a bit weird about Brian.
Say,
that was a bit weird.
So why was I invited to bowling, babes? I know, but then I feel like Brian was one and said, she can't make it. She can't make it. And overseed that. I oversaw that and made sure everyone knew that you could make it. But then usually there'd be a message, oh, I wish you could come bowling this weekend.
Why aren't you coming?
Why was there none of these chats?
Let it slide. I think once miscommunication, if you've got no other issues in your relationship.
A third time is.
Then I think you can pass this off as a miscommunication.
Just a one-off.
And a one-off. But I think if this ends up repeating itself, then you might have to intervene. But what you're going to say, I don't know. Because I don't know how you can backpedal
maybe
that.
Maybe it'd be like a sarcastic comment. Because you know you're hanging out with my own friends more than I am.
You know what this energy is giving?
Yeah.
When like you introduce your mate to a group of friends that you know how people have separate friendship groups. Like, I've got these friends, I've got those friends. They don't mix.
I'm the glue.
I keep them separate. Yeah. And then you introduce them and then you see them hanging out at brunch without you. Yeah. And it's like, what the fuck
is going on here?
It's that same feeling, but it's your boyfriend.
Yeah, it is. It's that same feeling. And then Helen and Susan from the two separate group chats are now calling each other best friends. My best friend, Helen.
Commenting each other's pictures. Gorgeous bestie. Whoa.
I introduced you guys. Yeah. You were from separate planets.
Yeah, you should never have met.
Yeah, so why are you now having brunch, lunch, dinner, drinks?
When I'm not there. It's hard pill to swallow.
It is. It's not nice.
No one likes it.
I get it.
But you've introduced them now, so you're going to have to deal with it.
I just hope the next time we're planning something, they're just making sure you're coming. That's all. And then you'll feel more settled.
Yeah.
I think because it happened, not long ago? Was it last night or something?
Maybe last week.
So, you know, as long as they're planning, you know, that trip to the countryside and you're added to the group chat and they're making sure you're coming, that's brilliant.
If not.
Or the trip to the cinema.
You're
going
to have
to
have some
movie.
Sort of conversation.
Yeah.
But good luck with that because I'm not sure what that's going to be.
No.
Sorry.
Shit, yeah. Baby. All right, well, let's find a
all
quote.
Right, guys.
If we find a quote on friendships, that might help us out.
Yeah, come on.
Friendship quote. Or a new friend. What's a new friend quote? What do we look for?
Feeling left out quote.
Feeling
that's
left.
That's the content we need this
listen,
week.
Listen, feeling left out quote.
Bingo.
Here we go. This is exactly how it feels. It was always the three of us. And now I stand by and watch you two make plans with each other. It hurts.
It does hurt.
That's the quote. You know, you could repost that on your story.
Behind
babe.
The glass. Let me in.
Exactly. Behind the glass. Let me in. These are my friends.
It's hard. But then like, what are you supposed to do? Keep your boyfriend and your friendship separate?
Right.
Who can live like that?
I know.
I'm exhausted.
I know.
Can't have two different calendars.
Right.
Just mix them. It's so much easier.
Right.
But then in situations like this, it's not.
All right, we'll leave it there.
Is that the quote?
Yeah, these are all complex.
It hurts.
These are all
right,
complex.
Guys, sorry, we don't have the best quote. But, you know, it is what it is.
I put my walls back up. That's the quote.
Oh, my God.
Just, it's not really giving out
it's not
here
inspiring
today.
Us.
No.
Okay, well, we can't hit it every week, can we, guys?
What the fuck is this one? I feel left out, but I guess it's my own fault.
Oh shit, because you introduced them.
Yeah. Shit. Are you just thinking, I did this to myself? You know,
fuck.
And I'm so sick of this shit.
Oh, all right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, if you want to join the Girls Bathroom group chat, we'll be seeing you on Monday.
We will.
www.patreon.com/thegirlsbathroom. We'll see you on Monday. If not, we'll see you next Wednesday, same time, same place. Yeah. You can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube at The Girls Bathroom, you guys.
And
love
you. We'll see you later. Bye. Have a good week. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.